Coronavirus update. I'm Julie Walker with an AP News Minute. The CDC is expected to recommend the first COVID shots for infants and preschoolers today, paving the way for vaccinations of Moderna and Pfizer's child doses to begin next week after the FDA authorized it yesterday for kids under five. FDA vaccine chief Dr. Peter Marks.
Parents, caregivers, and healthcare providers can trust that both of these vaccines have been authorized with science and safety at the forefront of our minds.
The White House said yesterday Florida doctors will be able to order the children's vaccines from the federal government. This comes after Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said the state would not order and distribute the shots, the only jurisdiction in the nation to decline placing advance orders. Two Mississippi businessmen, including one who served on the Governor's Economic Recovery Advisory Commission, have been indicted on fraud charges after receiving $2 million in pandemic relief money. Court papers show some of the money Jabari Edwards and Antoine Richardson received for their defunct business came from the Paycheck Protection Program and economic injury disaster loans. China defended its tough zero-COVID policy yesterday after the U.S. ambassador said it was causing serious damage to the global economy and foreign business sentiment. A foreign ministry spokesperson said the Chinese economy is recovering from the effects of the pandemic, and facts prove the policy mandating lockdowns, quarantines, and mass testing is suitable for China's national conditions and has stood the test of history. Julie Walker, AP News.